We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, it's Tony Caridi, and thank you for tuning in to this special audio story about the phrase, "It's a great day to be a Mountaineer." The producer of the piece, Dan Lohman of Pikewood Creative, wanted to share the interesting backstory of how and where it all started. Thanks to the folks at WVU Medicine for sponsoring the podcast, and they'd like you to remember that from Weirton to Welch, Martinsburg to Matewan, and all points in between, we are all in it together when it comes to battling COVID-19, and we can do that by staying apart and staying home. By washing your hands frequently for 20 seconds and keeping a distance of 6 feet between yourself and others, you're protecting all of us here in the Mountain State, especially our most vulnerable. So when you must leave home for essential errands, wear a mask or a cloth face covering over your nose and mouth, and do not touch your face. Reminder, when shopping for groceries or ordering takeout, try to use delivery or curbside pickup. If you handle money, a card, or use a keypad, wash your hands and use hand sanitizer right after paying. If we all do our part, we can win this fight. For more COVID-19 info, visit wvumedicine.org/COVID. All right, it's time to hear the story behind the story of It's a Great Day to Be a Mountaineer, and it is told to us by Lauren Beyer.
On a typical day, we say about 7,000 words. Some studies put the number as high as 16,000. Whatever the number is, you get the point. We say a lot of things. So why is it that one word, or a short phrase, can become so memorable or so impactful? This is the story about a phrase. A total of 12 words that have become an emotional cocktail. It makes some people smile, others cry, and for some, it's a verbal badge of pride. It takes people back to a moment in time that remains warmly frozen in their minds, a phrase they'll never forget.
And it is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
Where did it come from, and how did it catch on? Well, to answer those questions, we have to go back to the very beginning. Our story begins in central New York in the mid-1990s. Morgantown native Zach Spiker grew up closely following WVU sports and went to Ithaca College, where he played basketball for Dan Miller. Remember that name. He's one of the first characters you need to know to understand how this catchphrase got started. Zach Spiker picks up the story from there.
Coach Miller, I met at the in the fall of 1996 when our team got together on campus in Ithaca, New York. He was an assistant basketball coach. They had arranged for probably a 10-game junior varsity schedule. Coach Miller is a great guy. He's a guy that was always trying to motivate us, to get us to play as hard as we could, but also had a really good connection and relationship with us, kept it light, made us laugh.
Well, first of all, I think my coaching stipend for Division III assistant was a whopping $2,500, so we weren't in it to the money.
Hi, my name is Dan Miller, and I was an assistant basketball coach at Ithaca College from 1993 to the 2004-05 season.
The person who planted it in my head was the longtime football coach, Jim Butterfield.
He's the one who really started, today's going to be a great day.
I took it from there that today's going to be a great day to be a Bomber.
Jim Butterfield's coaching career was cut short when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Dan Miller's father was also struck by the same heart-wrenching disease. After the initial diagnosis, Dan wanted to keep his dad involved as much as possible with the Ithaca basketball program. Here's Dan Miller again.
My dad was just diagnosed that season, but he lived for another 8 years. He was a longtime construction worker, loved athletics. In the late 50s, he played for the Washington Redskins. He was a Marine. So sports have always been a big part of our lives. And when Zach's year, those 2 years of JV were really the last 2 years where, you know, my dad was still able to retain some things and share some stories with the guys. And
so one of our bigger games of the year is we traveled to Hamilton College, and my dad was with us on the trip.
I was just trying to keep him going with us. So I'm like getting on the official a little bit, not too bad.
I didn't think I was that boisterous.
Then the top official
all of a sudden teed up our bench.
And I'm like, whoa, what the heck happened here, you know?
And he goes, I had enough from your assistant coach.
Well, wait a minute. That's not my assistant coach. That's my father. Now I lost my Irish. I'm like, you just teed up my dad? Are you nuts? You know, so at the end of the game, I had to bring the kids together and tell them what was going on with my dad. That group always has a special place in my heart because we were pretty close.
So with the team starting to understand what the Miller family had been going through, it made their coach's unshakable spirit that much more meaningful. It was a fall day, and the Ithaca College JV basketball team was on the road for a game. That's where Dan Miller picks up the story.
We went to Elmira College. My dad was with me.
We just had a very poor first half. And instead of rah-rahing and say, we can do this, guys, can we just play together and do the things that we've been doing? And I said, little by little, we'll chip away at this. And when we brought him in, I was just like, you know what? It's going to be a great day to be a Bomber. We cut it from the low 20s to maybe about 13 or 15. And it was the first time where Elmira cracked and they called timeout. When we left the huddle, hey, guys, don't forget, it's a great day to be a Bomber. When we got it down to 5 or 7, they were like saying, hey, great day to be a Bomber. We come down, Zach shakes and bakes, and he draws everybody in, and he has a perfect kick out. And Pat Britton knocks down a huge basket at the buzzer for us to win.
Here's Zach Spiker.
And then in the locker room afterwards, it was the same thing. And we were all like, great day to be a Bomber. And then the locker room just erupts.
I'm an Irish Catholic, so I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve. So it was one of those, the kids would look at you like, hey, we won. And it's like, it's so much bigger than that. And I think as they're older now, and they knew what I went through with my dad, they know what the moment was all about.
We established that Zach Spiker loved sports, loved his Mountaineers. But it was more than that. For a while, Zach thought he was headed for a career in sports broadcasting, and even studied it in college, but ultimately decided to go into coaching basketball. He's gone on to work at 5 Division I programs and has been the head coach at Army and Drexel.
My first collegiate coaching stop was at Winthrop University, working for Greg Marshall, who's now the head coach at Wichita State. And we're going onto the road in our first league game, and you're just trying to get the guys motivated. And, hey, this is a big one. We got to be ready to go. And Jeff Meyer was the assistant who has been at Butler, Sweet 16 run, Missouri with Quinn Snyder, Indiana, Kelvin Sampson, Michigan with Coach Beilein for all those runs, and now is back at Butler, was on the staff. And I remember saying to him, we're getting ready that day. And I just was the young guy trying to have some energy in the building. And, hey, what's up, Coach? It's a great day to be an Eagle. We were the Winthrop Eagles, right? And he's like, all right, Spike, how you doing? It's a great day to be an Eagle, Coach. Ironically, it's another game that we're getting beat. We come back and win, and we huddle up, and the locker room is fired up. And as soon as we break the huddle, Coach Meyer punches me in the arm. Hey, Spike, is it a great day to be an Eagle or what? So it goes from that, and it just kind of goes on. My next stop was special assistant to the head coach with Coach Beilein. And it's a great day to be a Mountaineer. And Coach Beilein was the ultimate most process. I mean, his checklist, which I still carry with me a little bit now, and our staff makes fun of me, but his checklist was so basic. It was like if you're a shooter, you start in close and get some early shots going to feel good like you got momentum. And his checklist would be like, park at the Coliseum. Ah, check it off. I got something going. We're moving today, you know, and it would be so simple. My staff makes fun of me. Hey, did you wake up? Did you take a breath? Did you brush your teeth, right? Did you wash your face? Wow, Spike, you're on fire today. Look at all these things you've already got done. I could just imagine him walking in. Hey, Coach, check it off the list. Set your bag down. It's a great day to be a Mountaineer, isn't it? You know.
Rewind just a little. And before Zach was part of John Beilein's coaching staff at WVU, he interned in broadcasting with the man who would eventually make this phrase his own. Tony Caridi, the play-by-play announcer for Mountaineer football and basketball for over 25 years, was a friend of the Spiker family and a mentor to Zach. Here's Tony Caridi.
I have a vague recollection of a conversation with Zach Spiker, and he told me about a basketball game that he had played while he was at Ithaca College and how they rallied for a big win. And his coach that day said, it's a great day to be a Bomber. And he said, isn't that neat? It's a great day to be a Bomber. And he said, it's a great day to be a Mountaineer. What do you think of that? It's a great day to be a Mountaineer. Some way, somehow, that planted in my head. I don't know if at that moment I said and added, wherever you may be, but at some point it came out to be, it's a great day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be. For years, I thought the first time I used it was the triple overtime Louisville football game. Since that time, I have seen where I actually had used it before then.
By all accounts, the first time Tony Caridi used a version of the line during a game was on November 27th, 2004. After the West Virginia men's basketball team defeated LSU, ending the Tigers' seven-year non-conference home winning streak.
Sometimes I'll think before a game, if West Virginia were to win this game, then it would probably be one where you could use it. However, it's kind of a gray set of rules of engagement. This is the way that I think of it. If West Virginia wins a massively important game, chances are it's going to be used. If West Virginia is a massive underdog in a game, chances are it's going to be used. If during the game, if West Virginia finds itself in horrendous peril to lose, i.e. down 22, 25 points in basketball or down three touchdowns or something like that in football, and they find a way to rally and come back and you can just feel that groundswell of coming back, I'll use it. The Louisville triple overtime game will always be among the most meaningful and significant times that I used it. Pat White coming off of the bench, Steve Slayton exploding into Mountaineer history, and then to win that game. And it was, when I used it then in that Louisville game, it was more than a, hey, this is a fun little saying. It was almost like a proclamation of everything that that thing means, they found a way to win the game.
Pressure collapses. He's running, and he will be stopped short. They've tackled him. The ball game is over. The West Virginia University Mountaineers have rallied to defeat the Louisville Cardinals in one of the greatest games in West Virginia football history. The Mountaineers prevail 46-44. It is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
And then the Wake Forest game, same kind of a deal. West Virginia was never supposed to win that game. West Virginia was down significantly in that game. And this upstart Mountaineer team that was a question mark as to whether or not it would even make it into the NCAA tournament had just knocked off a team that some had considered to be the fifth number one seed with Chris Paul. To me, those are massively significant games.
West Virginia's done it. They've knocked off the Demon Deacons in an absolute classic, a double overtime thriller in one of the greatest games in West Virginia basketball history. The Mountaineers have defeated Wake Forest 111-105. Oh my gracious, it is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
The phrase has evolved. And when I first began to use it, I really didn't think of the long-lasting impact or the emotion that it generated among fans. But as time has gone on, I see that it has become significant for people because oftentimes they mark where they were when they heard the phrase. We've heard from people in other countries that are sitting in the wee hours of the morning listening to a broadcast, and they hear that phrase. They've been there in Morgantown or wherever in the past. It brings to life all of these emotions that they had, either being a Mountaineer fan for years or growing up. And as a result of that, I think the phrase has evolved in its significance.
Puts a smile on my face anytime I hear it. My wife, she and my kids, they kind of laugh and make fun of me, but it puts a smile on my face. And honestly, it transports you back. My name is Aaron Santmeyer. I was born and raised in Wally Ford, graduated from Frankfort High School, which is Mineral County, but I've lived in Burkina Faso, where I worked with people that have HIV and AIDS to help prevent the transmission of HIV from mother to child. We've lived in Madagascar for 13 years, and my kids have basically grown up here, and it's a big part of our life. But West Virginia's home. My dad, he would take me to one football game a year. My dad and my sisters, I think he's just proud of being from the state. He's proud of the university. And I think this is where it really comes back to. My grandmother, she grew up in Morgantown and was born and raised there. Her father left them and basically abandoned them, her and her brothers and sisters. And she grew up a certain amount of time that they were living under an apple tree in one of the areas of the university. And they were basically homeless. The long story short is she grew up there and had a dramatic change in her life. And my dad remembers that well. But then for his kids, my sister Beth, and then my younger sister Krissa, and I all to graduate, two with their doctorates, and be Mountaineers. It's just a sense of pride.
Tyler Bettencourt has defeated the Pitt Panthers with a 43-yard field goal on the game's final play, a 19-16 victory over the eighth-rated Panthers. And it is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
You hear that phrase, it brings me back to that day with my dad and my sister watching that football game. But it brings me back to the people that I understand, the place that I feel at home. It just transports you back just emotionally.
The West Virginia University Mountaineers have come into Atlanta, Georgia, and they have captured the 72nd Sugar Bowl with an incredible 38-35 victory over the Georgia Bulldogs. It is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
As you know, I start broadcast off by saying from Weirton to Welch, Martinsburg to Matewan, and all points in between. I think that one of the special things about West Virginia University athletics is that it is very unique in that all 55 counties are engaged with Mountaineer athletics. That's very unusual to find in college athletics, really in any state. I think the wherever you may be was an addition to that part of the inclusion that whether you're in Weirton to Welch, Martinsburg to Matewan, or all points in between, or anywhere in the United States, or anywhere in the world for that matter, you're in. and you're a Mountaineer, and it's a great day to be a Mountaineer, and I think that kind of puts a smile onto people's faces.
Did I think it would have the staying power that it's had today? No, of course not.
It's wonderful to hear people enjoy it, and I'm happy that they've enjoyed it and they like it and it's significant to them.
You know somebody's a true Mountaineer fan when you hear them say that phrase.
And it is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
For those of us that have grown up in a certain time in a certain era of West Virginia athletics, mainly football and basketball dominating everything you did. And when you hear that, I think it just takes you back.
The West Virginia University Mountaineers have knocked off the Oklahoma Sooners 48-28, a magnificent night in the desert southwest. And it is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
When I heard Dan tell the story about why he used it and the context of how he used it, it absolutely will have more meaning to me. It's pretty wild to think that his phrase started because of an optimistic coach that he had worked with, and he used it, and they rallied back from a basketball game, and they won a game that they were down by 23, and his dad was with him.
Never, you know, in anyone's mind that you would say at Elmira College in a dungy locker room, that's where it all started.
It resonates beyond athletics. It resonates to who we were in our upbringing and into our history and into the future.
The West Virginia University Mountaineers have shocked the number one seeded Wildcats of Kentucky, and it is the greatest night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
It unites people. Love of family and love of where I'm from and loyalty to the people that have allowed me to be who I've become today.
Oftentimes, it associates with family, and it associates with them growing up as a Mountaineer fan or being with a particular family member who may not be with them anymore, who enjoyed a game, and when they hear it, it clicks that button to them of that memory.
Standing on the podium receiving the Fiesta Bowl trophy on January 2nd, 2008, former West Virginia football coach Bill Stewart capped off one of the greatest nights to be a Mountaineer.
Thank you, one and all, to all you West Virginians. It's a great honor to accept this on your behalf, and it's a great night to be a Mountaineer.
So there it is. It started as a rally cry from a college JV basketball coach in New York to his players. Then it traveled back home to West Virginia by way of one of those players, to a longtime friend who happened to have a platform in front of thousands of fans in a state that is known for its pride, even when no one else understands it. And so it has become our manifesto. It's a great day to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
The story of It's a Great Day to Be a Mountaineer has been produced and mixed by Dan Lohman of Pikewood Creative. The story was reported by Lauren Beyer. Special thanks to Dan Miller, Zach Spiker, and Madagascar's Aaron Santmeyer. Production assistance provided by John Schaefer and Matt Kelly. And special thanks to the folks at WV Medicine for sponsoring this audio story. And they remind us that we're all in this together and can battle COVID-19 by staying apart and staying home, by washing your hands frequently for 20 seconds and keeping a distance of 6 feet between yourself and others. You're protecting all of us in the Mountain State, especially our most vulnerable. And when you must leave home for essential errands, wear a mask or cloth face covering over your nose and mouth, and do not touch your face. When shopping for groceries or ordering takeout, try to use delivery or curbside pickup. If you handle money, a card, or use a keypad, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer right after pain. If we all do our part, we can win the fight. For more COVID-19 info, visit wvumedicine.org/COVID. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.